This is
the Ambrosiano Radio Show
with Holly Breen.
Hey, podcasters. Today in the show, we talk to Bill Shorten.
Billiam.
Zoe Foster-Blake came in.
She's great. A great book.
She has written a great book.
Yeah.
It's called No One Likes a Fart, and the audio version has Hamish Blake playing the fart, which would be the best role of his career. I bet you he'd say
I'd imagine so.
I'd like to play a fart.
Best paid, I'd reckon, too.
100%. We talk about, obviously, marriage equality vote. We're recording this now. We don't know what's happened. So we're really hoping that right now it's a yes and we're all celebrating and you're listening to this podcast
That's
on your way to
hope.
A party.
Yep.
If it's a no, we love and support you and this isn't the end. We'll just figure out what's next and keep moving forward. Thank you so much for getting our podcast. You have so much to look forward to. And you can subscribe. Obviously, go to hit.com.au for anything you missed out on. Oh, and we have renounced new tickets today. My show, we've announced.
Did you say renounced?
Announced.
You said we've renounced.
Sure.
You haven't.
I haven't renounced.
You've announced.
I've acknowledged.
Yes.
I've had to put on new shows because we sold out so quickly. So if you head to mrasiano.com.au, all the links are there. I'm putting on new shows in every state. So if you missed out, you can just quickly get in now and grab yourself some tickets to the Evil Queen tour. That's all. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the radio show that comes with very specific dietary requirements.
Mate, just give me bacon and deep fried everything and cheese. And I'm so sick of eating healthy. It tastes like crap.
Hosted by two people who probably shouldn't wander too far from the office.
If I get caught in the stairwell to the door, I'm drinking my wee. Yeah.
Door open, I was just peeing into my hands.
Where's Em?
What's going on?
Where's Em? I'm just hunched over. Doll, it's been 3 minutes.
Just on your back, bubbling into your mouth. What?
And are very choosy when it comes to what they will and won't talk about.
If we stay talking about this, you're going to have to get your finger on that dumb button because I've had it with society and humanity as a whole.
Coming up next, Saved by My Wee.
This is
the Ambrosiano Radio Show
with Holly Breen.
Happy Marriage Equality Day.
We were unnecessarily angry yesterday.
Unnecessary?
Necessarily
angry.
Justified.
It is our job
to
express the frustrations of the people in an entertaining fashion.
That's a big day.
Yeah. It's a big day in the history of our country, and let's hope we find ourselves on the right side of it.
Absolutely. Marriage Equality Day, it's going to happen.
It is, hopefully. So that announcement will come through later this morning from the head of the Bureau of Statistics, who has come out and said, there'll be no fanfare. I'm not going to give a speech.
Right.
I'm just going to give you the results.
Yeah.
Which we're all very grateful
this
for.
This isn't Australian Idol. This is people live and equality.
This isn't.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry to say, but you're going to do that. He's not going to do that.
He's not going to do it. We're coming back after the ads.
Yeah. We're at the pointy end of the competition.
Yeah.
It's been a roller coaster. Yeah. It's so surreal.
Yeah.
All those things.
None of that.
Nah. We have a big show. We have Bill Shorten coming in to join us live. We've got Dr. Richard Chambers. You know, we're really worried. Obviously, there's a chance it could be a no.
Yeah.
So we want to cover off what you can do if that is the case.
Yeah.
And we've got Alpha Bucks, the whole bit. I'm in a rainbow jacket.
Yeah. Yes.
Can you hear my jacket?
That's your jacket. It's too early.
Come on, Australia. Don't let us down. I know. You okay? I'm very bright. I have been getting, like, I'm on the forefront of families, obviously, I have a lot of mothers who follow me, a lot of families, and I also have a lot of the LGBTQI community who follow me. And so I've been on both sides of listening to, not yes or no's, but the general consensus from a lot of the families, a lot of heterosexual people that I know in middle Australia was, oh, we're so sick of this.
Yes.
We're so sick of this. Why aren't our politicians doing other things that are more important? And to them I say, this is very important.
Yes.
And it's easy for you guys out there to think, oh, God, marriage equality, I'm so bored of it, stop talking about it, because it doesn't directly affect you.
No.
If this issue directly affected you, if all of a sudden they said, sorry, you can't be married to a man or a woman, sorry, all heterosexual relationships are now null and void, you would care.
Yes.
You would vote. You would want to be recognised and feel validated and valued by your government. So I think if you're someone who's feeling fatigued on it, imagine how you would feel if you were in that community.
And I think those that are feeling fatigued on it shows that the government did a great job of using this as what they wanted it for, which was a smokescreen away from important stuff.
Yeah.
They wanted people to be fatigued. They wanted to tire people out, and they've done that.
Mm.
And hopefully today is the result for equality, for people to all be equal in our society, and we can indeed move on.
Yep.
I agree with you. I don't think it's something that people have to be tired of.
No, and I think it's something you need to be aware of. This last 8 weeks has been pretty traumatic for a lot of people I love, a lot of Australians that you probably, I'm sure you have a family member or a friend or someone you work with who is in the community, and it's been super traumatic because what it did do is it gave homophobic people validation and a platform and almost a green light to be horrible, to be bigoted.
Yeah.
And I think that whatever happens today, you need to remind the, you know, the gay or lesbian person in your life that you love them, that you're here for them, that you stand beside them. I think straight allies today to the LGBTQI community are going to be super important.
Absolutely.
And so it will be announced. They're just going to have a yes or no. You will get to find out how many people voted either way online. So if there is a yes announcement, the Yes campaign have organised an event at the Prince Alfred Park in Surry Hills.
Yeah.
It's on anyway, 9 till 12. So get along. Up to 8,000 people have said they're going to come along. So it's going to be a huge event.
Huge party.
This has the potential to be a day of great joy and unity.
Absolutely.
And I'm really, really hoping that that's what it is. And Jabin will be broadcasting live from there too. He'll come on after us. I'm going to be going to an event also with a lot of my friends. And if there's a no... then we work out how we move forward. It's not the end. It's going to be exhausting. It's going to put things in your way. But I just want everyone to know that we'll keep fighting for you.
A no is just a roadblock from this current government. Yep. They're not here forever.
Yep.
They'll move on and there'll be new people and proper leaders that will come through and show leadership on this issue.
And finally, I guess to Malcolm Turnbull, there's no way that you're allowed to use this for political gain if we get a yes. It can't happen. You don't get it, mate.
Yeah.
You do not get this feather in your cap. You do not get to say, I'm the Prime Minister that passed marriage equality because, mate, you didn't.
No.
You made it an awful 8 weeks for some of our most vulnerable people. So you don't get this one. Either way, you don't get it. That's it. See you after this.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M. Rossiano.
I went to the shops with my kids.
Oh, are you joking? Is this a replay?
I've literally got nothing going on.
Oh, my God. You went to this what? You went to the shops with your kids?
Look, I live around the corner from the shops. I'm always at the shops.
Yes.
I am the shops.
You are the shops, Harley Breen. Yep.
Oh, I can't talk straight. So I went around the shops and I was in the bottle-o with my youngest child, Walter, who is just about 9 months old and as big as a stuck pig.
He's huge.
He's massive.
He's a strapping lad.
Yeah. Yep. He's got fat rolls in his fat rolls.
Great.
It's disgusting to clean. He repulses me. We're in there.
He's so cute.
We're at the counter and the it was at the bottle. I was just a couple of beers in my hands just to take the day away.
On a Tuesday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What, is there some rule that I can't drink on a Tuesday? Because my problems are still there.
Okay.
Anyway, this guy goes, she's going to kick off in a minute. And I went,
Why are you doing?
Oh, I didn't care.
Is this a bead situation again when you took Leonard
to
get beads?
Well, it's similar. He just goes, she's going to kick off. And I just went, I'm just going to let that go. It doesn't
you didn't
me.
Correct this, that Walter's a boy.
No, because who cares?
Doesn't matter.
Right? It was. And
you know what? Mate, gender, could be gender fluid.
Then he talks to his mate on the other counter, who are both looking at Walter, and Walter's looking at them. And he looked a bit upset. He's at that point. He doesn't like people looking at him. He might be my son. And
what?
He doesn't like it. If you look at him, he's like,
what is he, a vampire?
You keep doing that and I'm kicking off.
What are the people you can't stare too long at? Is it vampires? What the hell?
No,
why has he developed a weird... Okay.
Yeah. So the other guy goes, oh, yeah. And then the first guy goes, oh, she doesn't like you. I think she likes me more. And then he says this line. This is when I kicked in. He goes, oh, she's a bit confused. And I went, tell me about it. She's so confused, she's got a penis. And the guy behind the... I thought it was a funny joke. I don't care. It's a baby. You don't know what... It's just gender is a fluid idea anyway, and he may grow up and decide he's a woman. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, but you mentioned a baby penis.
Well, the guy was like, oh, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's all right, mate. Yeah, it's fine. He goes, I'm sorry. I'm like, I'm not offended. And look at that idiot. He doesn't know what's going on. And in the guy's defence, I had dressed him in a pink onesie.
That was M. Russiano singing Brand New Day. That song is very important today.
Have you seen her live?
She's pretty good.
She's a firecracker.
She's hectic live.
Goes off.
Hey, guess what, you guys? The new shows have been announced. We've just announced them.
Oh, yes.
Sydney, I'm doing another show because you sold me out so quickly. All the information is up online, but I'm playing the state. Kiz? Is Kiz there? What are my new dates in Sydney? Have you got it there? I don't even remember. I don't even have them in front of me.
Your mic's on.
Hold on, I'm just loading it back up.
Oh, my God. Isn't it written somewhere?
Anyway. New show on Friday the 13th of April at the State Theatre.
Friday the 13th.
But traditionally a very good day for me. Yeah. Friday the 13th at the State Theatre. Awesome.
Correct.
So that's going on sale at 9 a.m. Sydney, so get on board. But I have some news for you. So yesterday, Jace Allen, our boss, he goes, and we need to do some more broad topics.
Yeah.
We need to do some things that everyone can relate
to. Something that's got broad appeal.
Not everyone wants to talk about sex robots.
Yeah.
Okay? So I said, all right, I've got something for you.
Okay. What is it?
Professional Scrabble world rocked. Because
you've hooked me in.
The World, the Association of British Scrabble Players has
You'd
had.
You'd be horrible at Scrabble. You can't even spell the word.
Has had to ban the world champion.
What?
Their star player for 3 years.
What?
He's been banned from the tiles for 3 years.
What's he going to do?
After an investigation found that he had broken the rules.
He might make some friends in that time.
Alan Simmons. How dare you? Don't you mock the professional world of Scrabble.
Hey, there's no mocking.
My grandmother played Scrabble up to the age of 87 with the ladies from the church. Yeah. They were fierce games.
As did my grandmother.
Alan Simmons, who's written books on the game and also has contributed game coverage to local newspapers.
You get my hands on that book. What a page turner.
The newspaper has fired Alan and said that they will no longer use his work because of the ban.
How do you...
Three witnesses, Harley. Describe seeing him put a hand with a freshly drawn letter tile back into the Scrabble bag to pick a new tile. So they're saying, Alan put his hand in his tile bag, peeked at the letter, popped it back down, got another one. Because you're not allowed to. First draw in Scrabble rules. You put your hand in, you randomly draw it out. They're saying, old Alan boy, a little peeky peek.
I'd have a crack.
Mate.
Why not?
You're not the world Scrabble champ. This is
the
integrity of Scrabble.
I'm putting different letters in words all the time.
No. You're a buffoon, though. I'm
leaving letters out.
He's the world Scrabble champion.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that.
How do you write a book on Scrabble?
What have people got to look to?
Isn't that just the dictionary?
What have the young Scrabble players in the world got to look up to? Who do they worship now when they found their hero is a dirty, rotten cheat?
Oh.
It's devastating. Now.
Yeah.
I have to tell you. This has gone to the highest level of Scrabble. This has gone to, like, the world. This has gone to Dumbledore. It's gone big. The Wizards of Scrabble have stepped in.
Yep.
And who's Dungoon?
They stepped out
Ellie
of
Dungor. She's a committee member.
Their family bedroom. They said to their mum, I'm off to work.
And she says, listen, Ellie Dungor, who's a committee member of the association, has said that Alan has been a huge part of the game's development and that throughout the community there's been great discipline. Yeah. But action has to be taken because there is no one person bigger than the game. Alan has said with the ban, he planned to now concentrate on more important things in life.
Human interaction. And reading the dictionary.
Everyone will love that.
Feeling crappy? We want you to get happy. Hi, I'm fitness trainer Tiffany Hall.
And I'm clinical psychologist Cass Dunn.
Our podcast, Crappy to Happy, gives you the tools to feel happy and awesome.
It's not about a drastic life overhaul. It's simple strategies for physical and emotional health.
If you're into living and feeling better, you'll love Crappy to Happy.
Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au.
No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
With thanks to SodaStream, you can enjoy fresh sparkling water at your fingertips.
That's right, you guys. We have a SodaStream to give away today.
Yep.
And because I'm feeling generous, another squatty potty.
Oh, mama.
Oh, yeah. If you've ever fantasized about Harley and I smiling at you while you do a poo, welcome to your dreams. Today's What's a Superior?
Yeah.
On 13 10 60.
Yeah.
What makes you ugly cry?
Well, geez, it's a positive one.
What's a superior thing that just causes just life?
Life. I don't want to break everybody this morning.
Okay, have you got something?
I do have a grab of what makes me ugly cry.
Always thought of you as a son. Always.
I'd be damn proud to have you marry Grace.
Harry!
I love you,
Harry! I love you! Don't marry me!
And then they leave him on the meteorite fly back to Earth and he presses the button just in time for the meteorite to explode and miss the Earth and he saves humanity.
I'm glad you're leaving. Because if I have to hear the documentary Armageddon one more time, Who has that? Like, radio shows have little hot buttons of repetitive things we play, like fart noises or intros. Yeah. We have to keep that stupid Armageddon thing on file.
How? No, what? I'll give a real answer.
What? No, the last... Okay, let's live workshop. Should we just do movies? Because it's easy.
No.
What scenes in movies make you ugly cry?
No, but I was going to give you an actual real answer. What makes me ugly cry? The last time I ugly cried was a WorkSafe ad. I was on tour. I was in Western Australia. Yeah. I was in Coral Bay in Western Australia. And just in my chalet at the caravan park. Living life, making great choices. And the WorkSafe
ad,
more about your future.
Leonard was about two, and the WorkSafe ad came on. When
is that
like,
when the dad doesn't come
home? Yes.
Oh my god!
His dad didn't come home, with the poor little fella sitting on the steps.
Do you know what?
Yep.
Have you ever? Did you ever watch Party of Five?
Yes, I did.
Okay, every week that show.
Neve
Campbell.
Yeah.
Party of Five.
Yeah.
Every week
broke me.
And there's a new show. This Is Us. I can't watch an episode without... It breaks me.
Yeah.
Absolutely, 100%. And have you seen Legends of the Fall?
Yes.
You know the bit where Brad Pitt is squatted down crying next to the waterfall?
Oh, yes.
And he puts his hand up and he's like, don't look at me. And I'm like, oh, Brad, I'm looking at you. They're my three moments.
Once We're Warriors. Not going to say the moment on air, but just... Horrific.
Flat out hectic.
I rewatched it recently with Hannah and I prepared it. She hadn't seen it before. I said, just want you to know, this is an unrelenting film.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of redeeming qualities to it at the end. It's
unrelenting.
It's dark.
Yes.
And it's hard to
watch.
But it's one of my favourite films of all time. And she's like, okay, baby, I'll get it. And then we watched it and I just fell apart. Just like, you were always, but she was so vulnerable.
So sad. Wow, Ryder.
So that.
Kills me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Well, right, I sobbed and sobbed and sobbed. 1360,
mm-hmm.
What's the superior movie, TV show, thing in life that makes you ugly cry?
Yep.
Qantas ads?
Oh.
What is it, a Qantas? They're sadistic.
Yeah.
They just want to make you cry.
It does, especially if you see a Qantas ad and you're anywhere but Australia.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what a great country.
But, yes, just in general, my life.
Yeah, life.
I'm fine, guys. I'm fine, guys.
Fine.
1360, if you want to win a squatty potty with our glittery faces on it and a soda stream to pop on your bench, they are so convenient and amazing. We all have one here at the show. What's this very thing that makes you ugly cry? Could be a movie, TV show, anything.
We'll take your calls. Bruce Willis.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M. Rossiano.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
With thanks to SodaStream, you can enjoy fresh sparkling water at your fingertips.
If you'd like to win a squatty potty, a sparkly squatty potty with our faces on it, if you're not sure what that is, it's a little stool that goes around your toilet and it pops your knees into the position that makes your colon perfectly straight and you will have the best toilet experience you've ever had, guaranteed.
It's basically
how we should do
what
it.
The vast area of Asia do
yep.
and have done for centuries
yep.
and were correct, it turns out. You shouldn't sit.
Nah. And people that I've given this to or have won it have, in fact, contacted me and said, I was skeptical. Like, whatever, I can't make that much of a difference.
Oh,
it has changed lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everything comes out straight boom, and neat, boom. Straight down.
I'm just going to dig a hole in the backyard.
Terrific. I think that's illegal. We're asking, what's a superior.
Do you know what I do in my backyard?
What's the scary thing that makes you ugly cry, movie, TV show, whatever? What's the one thing that just sets you off?
That breaks you.
Rachel in Bondi, hello.
Morning, guys.
Hi, mate.
What is it, Rach?
It's Castaway with Tom Hanks when he loses Wilson, and he's Wilson!
Yes. Rachel, I've got to tell you, that film annoyed the hell out of me, but I love Tom Hanks, and that scene, it got me.
Did it?
Yep. Look, since I had a kid, anything gets me. I cry at work safe ads.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter.
I just want to hear Rachel's impersonation again. What happens?
Wilson!
So good, Rach. Thanks. It's like I was there. It's like I was on the island.
It was a little bit less Tom Hanks and a bit more Tim the Toolman Taylor, though.
So true. That's the second Tim the Toolman Taylor reference on our show in 2 days.
Oh, well.
Weird.
Laura. Hey, Laura.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Joel.
I'm all right, but I don't even want you to say your suggestion because that film, I can't even. It's twice now and it's broken me.
What's the superior thing that makes you ugly cry?
Marley and Me.
Oh. When Marley when and Me. There,
Mate, and you know it's coming.
Goodbye.
Oh, shut up, Laura.
So talk me through the scene, Laura. Talk me through it.
No. Just sitting there and he's just patting him goodbye as they put the needle in. It's just, it just gets me.
Oh, honey.
I can't do it.
I can't. I've read the book and so there's no way I'm
going to
watch
it.
No, I don't want to watch the film.
Just watch it.
No.
Have a cry.
Me, dog when lady. You're... Oh, do you think I need more reasons to cry,
yeah,
do you, mate?
Go on.
Do you think I need the...
just strap in.
Do you think I need some more catalyst?
Get yourself set up in front
you're
of the
right.
TV.
I don't have enough reasons to cry at the moment.
And live Instagram it.
Yeah. Pretty much do that anyway. Cry for attention. Paula, again, have we been?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, mate.
Darling, what's the superior thing that makes you ugly cry?
Okay, for me, it's not a movie that I just watch once in a while. For me, it's Ellen. I watch it every single day, and every single day I ugly cry.
Yeah, because she always does nice things for, you know, someone in need.
She's just so nice.
Yeah.
She is the best. Can I don't watch it every single day. I'll watch it when I have a moment. There'll be repeats on or something.
Fair enough.
No, but I just wanted to know from a fan's point of view, what do you think about the fact
dancing?
That, no, well, the dancing's whatever. No, the scaring of the guests.
Oh,
it's the best.
Is it? Makes me so anxious.
I think it's funny. Is the dancing, on the other hand.
Not into it.
Stop dancing.
I don't mind.
Stop dancing.
Whatever trips your trigger.
Okay, mate. Shaylee. Hi, Shaylee.
Hey, guys. My movie is it's My Girl with Macaulay Culkin in it.
Of course.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And the scene where it's his funeral and Vader goes in and she's like, where's his glasses? He can't see without his glasses.
Oh my God. Yes. I can't even begin.
The only thing that makes me...
The bees.
Yeah,
like,
the bees,
God, the bees. And then they're like, he's what? He's dead?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Just straight up. You know what makes me cry more than that scene in My Girl?
What?
It's looking at Macaulay Culkin as an adult.
Oh.
It's sad.
I think he's come good.
Has he?
I think so. Oh, I think he might have come good.
Yeah.
Yeah, some rough times. Child stars don't tend to.
No,
doesn't work out well, does it?
No. Drew Barrymore did fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Shaylee, you've taken us back. You win the SodaStream and the glittery squatty potty.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Mate, you will be thanking us when you have the greatest poo of your life.
Yeah, you enjoy that poo, mate.
You'll be like, Em and Harley, my colon is brand new.
Take a photo of it and send it in.
No.
Don't.
Thanks, everyone.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Hi, Kelly in Lane Cove.
Woo! I'm on. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, you've been studying. You've had your child helping you. What's been going on?
Oh, my God. So I've got, you know, your shopping list. You've got a kind of like a rectangular shopping list.
Yeah.
It's got 26 lines on it, so that's perfect for A to Z. I've got 15 of the beauties sitting on the bench.
She's made us. She's got some cheat sheets.
Right.
She reckons she can guess. She's been practicing.
You're next level, Kelly.
I love you, Kelly. All right, well, let's
hope. I'm going to have low CDs.
Let's hope.
You need to have a morning wine.
Here we go.
Your letter's E today. What are the vowels?
Good.
Yeah,
okay.
E. For something. We're going to give you 30 seconds after I finish the first question and got to take your first answer. You can only use an answer once. If you get all 10 correct, you have $10,000. Massive. You.
Yay.
If you don't, sucks to be you. No, it doesn't. I'm sure we've still got great things going on. All right.
I'm glad you're going, Harley. Joke.
No.
Burn!
No, I love you. I love you guys.
Yeah,
oh,
watch how hard I make these questions now. No, I didn't write these questions. It's not my fault. I believe in you. Here we go.
Okay.
Name a kitchen item.
Eggplant.
A music artist.
Music artist. EXO.
A type of tea.
Earl Grey.
A movie.
E.T.
A school subject.
English.
A website.
A website. eBay.
Something you wear.
Earring.
A vegetable.
Eggplant.
A cartoon character.
Cartoon character.
jackpot.
Oh.
You were good.
Yeah, very good.
$800, Kelly and Lanco.
$100
dude. Well
done,
mate.
That has made my day, guys.
Excellent.
You guys rock.
Thanks,
Kelly.
Your laugh is contagious. You're amazing. You just make my runs in the morning so bearable.
Thank you. Oh, I like to make things bearable. That's all you know for in life. Thanks, Kelly. You have an ace day.
Thank you so much, guys.
We'll be doing that again at 8 o'clock. I reckon Jace probably had a little brown spot in his knickers then.
Ooh.
A little worry there. She was very good. See, maybe making lists
wasn't
worse.
Easy either. No. Elsa Eeyore.
Who's
Esmeralda?
Oh, Elsa from Disney.
Elastigirl.
Eeyore. I wouldn't have got that.
Ellie from Up. No, it wasn't.
No one would have got that one.
No.
Hi, I'm Rosie Waterland, and my memoir, The Anti-Cool Girl, was a story about my childhood. A childhood with mentally ill, addict parents, child protection, foster care, and more. But my mum says none of it is true. So now we're comparing our versions of the past with my Podcast One series, Mum Says My Memoir Is a Lie. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
This is a bit serious.
Uh-oh.
We're doing some stories. They have some cut through.
Oh, we got to do some broader appeal stuff.
People.
Yes.
Draw them in.
Yeah.
Japanese police are investigating the attempted murder of an elderly, bedridden woman.
What?
Special shout out to Lauren Evans from Jezebel for the writing of this article.
Okay.
Exceptional job.
Okay.
Very serious.
Okay.
Who was discovered in her home earlier this month bleeding heavily from around 20 cuts to her face.
What?
Who would commit such a heinous crime? Probably a cat.
What do you mean?
That's how it's written.
What do you mean?
According to Japan Today, Mayoko Matsumoto's daughter arrived to her 82-year-old mother's home to find her covered in blood, though investigators found no sign of forced entry. Something had obviously happened, though, because of all the blood.
Good.
When we found her, blood covered everything above her chin. Her face was soaked in blood. I didn't know what had happened, Matsumoto's daughter told a local news station. Matsumoto is unable to speak, but authorities eventually realised that her wounds looked suspiciously like cat scratches.
Is there a cat robber?
They refocused their search on the stray cats that hang around Matsumoto's home.
Was there a liner?
Found traces of what may be human blood on one of them.
Oh, my God, there's an unruly cat army.
Police are currently analysing a blood sample from the claw of the lead suspect, though it remains unclear how the perpetrator entered Matsumoto's home. An open window, the chimney, a network of hidden tunnels that all cats secretly use to come and go from residences as they please.
What?
So now crabs are hunting birds, cats are hunting people, people are still hunting each other. The madness is showing no signs of slowing down. Stay inside, lock your windows, and for God's sake, check for cat tunnels.
What? Hang on.
That's a good article.
So let's do unpack.
That's a good article.
What? Did they do it?
I don't know.
So did they get seven stray cats and line them up?
Like Usual Suspects.
Yes. And then
bad reference.
And each of the cats had to come forward, like step forward.
Yes.
Mr. Meowgie. Mr. Meowgie.
Boom.
Step forward, night, step back, and little cats are shuffling forward with their heads down.
Yep.
Probably got a beanie on.
Number three.
Was this cat wearing a beanie with eye holes and ear holes cut out? I mean, that's your first guess.
Yep.
Always look for the cat in the stripy top and
mate,
the beanie with the eye holes, because all criminals, you know when they have signs, lock up your valuables, and the person in the picture always has a stripy top on and a mustache?
Yes. That's what the cat looks like.
Every hipster looks like that.
I'll tell you what, mate. Whatever you want to say, it's a catastrophe.
Yes! You get a pay rise and you get a pay rise and everyone gets a pay rise.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.
The M. Rossiano Radio Show
with Harley Breen.
Look, today is a big day in our nation's history and we're all hoping we end up on the right side of it. And obviously marriage equality plebiscite results come through today. And we, Harley and I, were very conscious of the fact that it could be a no.
Yes.
And so we wanted to maybe provide some practical strategies to deal with that reality if we have to. So we've got in a professional for once, better than us just pretending we're doctors. Dr. Richard Chambers is in. Thank you.
Hey, thanks.
Richard, obviously we're all hoping for a yes. Well, most people, everyone in this room certainly is. But there is a possibility that there could be a no.
A 37% chance.
Yeah. I'm really concerned, especially I have a lot of friends who have been, they didn't sleep last night. Already this has had a mental impact on the mental health impact of the last 8 weeks, just the plebiscite in general.
Of course.
So if there's a parent listening now or a friend, you know, a gay ally listening now and the vote comes in no, how can we help them?
Yeah, it's a big day, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. I would say today's a really good day for everybody to be practicing some acceptance and some empathy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's yes or no, I mean, let's face it, What are the latest polls? I think 67%. So it's like 33% of Australia, you know, so someone's getting disappointed today. And,
mm-hmm.
and this is a big issue for a lot of people, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever happens, I guess we just need to trust the process, the political process. I mean, there's definitely a trend going in the right direction around the world, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
So perhaps just to sort of trust that, breathe, and just practice a little bit of acceptance. You
so
know?
Are there anything we can say, though? Are there terms? Yeah. What can we say? I just need to know how to insert myself in the right spot. Because this isn't about me. I'm here as a support person.
Yeah.
This doesn't directly affect me. It affects people I love.
Yep.
So what are the things that we can say to, you know, a loved one that is suffering if there is a no?
I think an important thing to do is not to make it about us individually.
Like,
for people out there in that community, you know, who, if it is a no, for instance, like to not make that mean anything about them.
Because it is hard not to take personally.
Of course
Richard,
it is.
Obviously.
Because what does it say about how we value certain people in our community if it's a no vote, you know?
Yeah.
So to not make it about them and just see it as part of a sort of a, Australia's a little bit slow sometimes on the uptake.
Yeah.
But there is a global trend in that direction.
Yeah.
Perhaps even having some empathy for the people in the other camp as well, rather than sort of hating on them.
Oh, I struggle with that.
Hard.
Yeah, it's very
how
hard.
How do we have empathy for that?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I have none. I have no empathy for... I try and research hard the other side so I can understand them better.
Yeah.
But this is genuinely a time, I don't know, Hallie, how you feel.
Well, I can understand somebody in the position that feels confronted by change.
Yeah,
and I think a lot of people on the no camp aren't malicious. They're not haters.
Mm.
They're confronted by the idea of change. And for them, marriage is a Christian tradition and it's a Christian value and that's what they're struggling with.
Yeah.
Mm. Reality is it's not a Christian tradition.
Mm-mm.
It's more than a Christian value, and change is going to happen.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously today, if you're feeling worried or if this result really affects you, there's a lot of good services around. In New South Wales especially, there's 2010, and they provide social support and counselling and mental health in Sydney for young people. And their number is 1-800-184-527. I'll get all the numbers put up, but 2010 is a great one, especially for the LGBTQI youth. And they're the most vulnerable, Richard. These are young kids who are figuring out who they are and how they fit in, and they're kind of feeling that their government is saying they're not valid.
That's right.
So, yeah. I mean, if you're a parent, how do you support your kid through today?
Just remind them that they're loved.
Yeah.
You know, being around good people today for everybody, I think, is going to be a really important thing. Letting people know, like I said before, it's not about them. It's just about a global kind of trend towards, you know, more liberal ways of being.
Yeah.
Offering them just some basic sort of support, you know, just... Yeah.
Okay. So being there and remembering, and that's a really good point. Don't try not to personalise it today, which is very hard.
Very difficult.
That's probably the hardest thing, isn't it? Because it's a symbolic sort of issue, isn't it?
But how do you not personalise this? I don't understand how you can separate yourself from this issue if this directly affects you as a person in the community.
Yeah, that's why I just think just seeing it as like I said, just a part of a broader trend around the world. I mean, Australia's one of the last sort of developed
nations. Yeah, we're in line with Saudi Arabia and Iran.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks for coming, Richard. Now, obviously, you've got Lifeline 131114, Beyond Blue 1300 224 636, and the Kids Helpline, especially if you're a young kid and you're on your way to school and you're listening now and today's a big, tough day for you, the Kids Helpline 1-800-551-800. But again, all we can say is that Harley and I, two people in the public eye and with voices, we will keep fighting for you. If there is a no, it's not the end, it's just what's next. So everyone look after everyone today, be kind, and hopefully we get the results we want. Thanks, Richard.
Yeah, thanks, Richard.
Thank you.
New Netflix data reveals public binge-watching habits.
Now, this is not okay. What
Netflix,
you're about to reveal...
Are we doing...
13, 10, 60.
Do you do this?
Do you watch Netflix shows in public toilets? In public, in general. do you, like, go to a toilet in the public and they go, you know, I'm just going to catch up on Game of Thrones while I'm sitting here. Because I cannot believe this happens.
I do it.
No.
I do it.
Talk to me about the stats.
Netflix have changed the way we're watching TV and movies. Of course they have. Yeah. In new data released by the streaming service, that fact couldn't be more clear with the idea that regardless of where you are, you might not be safe from spoilers. Yep. With more and more mobile providers offering Netflix on-the-go deals and more data for plans, as well as Netflix online viewing, 59% of Aussies are embarking on public binge watching.
Here is my strong opinion. If you're binge-watching a TV show, you're allowed to do it in your bed or on a plane. Everywhere else, no.
What about the couch in front of the television?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Right.
Nah, you know. Home, lane, home. Flat, somewhere.
Well, I will watch...
Home or a plane?
I will watch it in the toilets of the Virgin Lounge.
What? Oh, my God.
Because I'm just going to the Virgin Lounge. I'm like, well, I'm watching something anyway. So
I can't believe this is happening.
And that's one of the only public toilets
I use. What, a whole episode? So you're blocking a stall up for 37 minutes?
If I want to, I will.
I can see that. You'll get hemorrhoids.
Got them.
Check.
1999.
That's not good for you. Stop binge watching TV shows on Dunnies and you won't get bum grapes.
I don't binge watch it. I just am watching it and I see no point in stopping, seeing as it's a mobile device. So I take it with me and I watch it in there.
There's a thing called show shaming. Which comes up when another stranger spies you watching something. One in five Australians have felt publicly shamed for doing this.
I don't care about that.
Show shaming.
I'm on planes all the time. I can see that people can see what I'm watching.
Planes is fine.
Yeah, I'm watching cartoons.
But don't go into a public dunny, sit down and pop on an episode of Family Guy.
No one's looking over my shoulder in a public dunny, are they?
Mate, yeah, but it means you're taking up... I try to avoid public toilets. Yeah. Why would you want to extend your time in them?
Oh, it's nice.
131060... Are you binge watching shows on public toilets?
Are you watching anything in a public toilet?
Are you watching a TV show?
You know, business deals in there.
13, I need to know because I cannot believe this is going on. I need to ask lots of questions.
Do you answer the phone on the toilet?
No.
All the time.
I don't take my phone into the toilet.
Wow.
Because I don't want to spend time surrounded by feces clouds. I want to get in and out.
No
phone in the toilet.
I say goodbye to my family when I go in the toilet.
No. I understand.
I legitimately go, see you in a while, guys.
I get in, I do my business, I eat a lot of fibre, I get out.
I've got two doors as well. I lock both those
doors.
That's
not okay. Max, I understand Max does it.
I must say I am part of the 8% that do this, and I'm a little bit surprised it's only 8%. I think that a lot more people do it than admit to it. I was in the toilet the other day, and I was really scared because I could hear someone listening to the new Stranger Things, and I didn't want to hear any spoilers.
Oh, my God, people. We're watching Stranger Things on the toilet. Too far, Australia. And, Max, stop hanging out at public toilets. I love you, buddy. 131060, do you watch TV shows on public toilets? How are we asking this question? I cannot believe a member of our team does it.
Yeah,
gross.
I do it.
No. Take your calls next.
Want more M. Russiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M. Russiano Radio
Show. With Harley Breen. Netflix have revealed... that 8% of you disgusting animals binge watch TV shows on toilets.
That's low.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I just don't think, I really want to catch up on, what am I watching, Outlander. I need to go to the toilet to do that.
I watch Facebook videos.
That's different. I think.
Well, it's the same.
I mean, I don't.
It's watching something on the toilet.
I don't advocate taking toilet phones into the toilets anyway.
I don't even know how you shit. Seriously.
Very well, thank you.
How do you do it?
I have the M and Harley Squatty Potty.
How do you not... Do you have our faces in front of you?
Of course I do. I look at you just as I'm going.
I'm not okay with that.
We make eye contact.
I don't consent. I don't consent.
We make eye contact.
No!
I have to domestos you once a week.
La, 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 la.
No, I just feel like Facebook videos is fine. You're not potentially giving away major plot lines. Not that I believe in spoiler alerts. But... Okay. I just feel like if you're watching a TV show and someone walks in and they too are watching the show and they're not up to that same spot.
Hold on.
You're ruining it.
No one can hear it. I've got my cordless earphones.
No, what? You go into a public toilet wearing headphones?
I go everywhere with headphones
and
people don't talk to me.
You're a weirdo. You're a strange individual.
Thank you very much.
No, these 8%.
New show goes on sale soon.
8% of people don't have headphones. They're talking about they just flat out have the sound up watching.
Yeah, well, that's just That's disrespectful.
Alberto. Ciao, sorry. Alberto.
Ciao, Em.
Now, you do this. Why?
Well, everyone's telling me about the Blacklist series, yeah. And I missed out on all the seasons. So I was like, I have to catch up to everyone else because everyone was up to season 5 already. Mm. So wherever I was, whenever I was, I would binge and I would just watch like probably 2 episodes, even if I was in the toilet.
Oh, me despierto.
Stick my headphones in. I'm proud to be a part of the 8%.
No. No.
I'm your jacket's made up.
No.
8%er.
No, Alberto. No. Brittany and Penrith. Oh, Brittany, what are you doing?
Well, I'm sorry, Em, but I have a phobia of peeing in the bathroom if someone can hear me. So at least if I'm watching Netflix, no one can hear me.
Wait a minute. So you've got Netflix on at full volume to drown out the sound of you peeing?
Uh-huh. And I feel like not a lot of people actually admit to this. Like, there should be more than 8%. Seriously. No one else is admitting to it. So here I am taking one for the team. I'm admitting it.
Brittany, I've got news for you, champ. What they can hear now is you watching a TV show in the toilet and you peeing.
No, they can't. They can't hear me pee if I'm watching TV because it's up too loud.
Brittany, honey, everyone wees. You don't have to worry about people hearing you wee. What are you concerned? They're going to judge you for a normal bodily function?
Yes. No, I don't know. It's just, like, it's always been an anxiety thing with me. Like, seriously, that's always been, like, my thing. Like, you know, some people are afraid of public transport. I'm afraid of peeing in public.
I think this is a really common thing for women.
I know it is. It's featured in several films.
Pee freely. Make all the noise you want. Make more sound. Make rushing noise. Be like, oh yeah, listen to the waterfall.
I just go straight into the middle of the bowl 100%. Like a Clydesdale.
Take a run up. Stand on it. Stand on the seat and make it fall longer so it's louder.
Don't do that. You'll slip.
I just feel like in 2017, everyone knows you wee, guys. The secret's out. So just do it.
No one's walking into the toilet and hearing somebody wee and go,
that is
shocking.
That is, oh my, what?
Well, who would do that? Actually, do you know what? I was standing at a urinal and, geez, we're uncouth humans, the man species.
Yes, why?
Standing beside each other with our
penises in your hands.
Yeah, and I stood there and I gave a little dad fart because I was doing a wee and a fart at the same time. Nothing better. Guy shaved me.
Yeah, I would have shamed you too.
I'm at the urinal.
You can't. Okay.
Where exactly would you like me
to
do that?
We're in different territory now. If you feel like you've got to let something out in
is
a public...
Is it too much yelling?
Can I just say, you can't... I've never thought about this. You can't wee at a public urinal and let a fart out at the
Why
same
not?
Time.
Why not? Why?
It's like forcing the fart on the person next to you.
They're in the public toilet.
Does this happen to men a lot? I'm always learning about you guys.
That's great. And mostly you'll get a little wink of acknowledgement.
Do you feel embarrassed when one slips out in the public space?
Why would I be embarrassed?
I feel like if you're in a cubicle, it's okay, but you're putting that into the public domain.
Do you know how many pickled onions I eat a day?
I don't know how you guys function. I don't get it. If you want all things Socceroos, you've come to the right place.
Bowls, 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 bowls.
Sport, sport, sport.
Bowls, bowls, bowls.
Tonight, Australia takes on Honduras at 8 p.m. at the ANZ Stadium. Australia must win the second leg to go through to the World Cup in 2018 in
That's
Russia.
True.
That's next year.
Do or die
That is just next year.
Yeah.
It is do or die. Now, we can take nothing for granted, you guys.
No.
Because Italy missed out. The Azzurri missed the World Cup for the first time since 1958. And against Sweden, the Italian press did not take it well.
No.
La Gazzetta dello Sport had the headline, front page, Italy, this is the apocalypse.
Yes. The whole team's looking for a new country.
Pretty much. Family members may start disappearing.
Yeah.
It's not going well. They cannot believe it, especially since they won it in 2006.
Yes.
They've gone from winning it to not qualifying. Yep. So this is a massive match tonight. Now, Honduras have a bit of an advantage over us. They've got a smoking gun, okay?
Well, they're not allowed to have that.
Not literally. And what we need to understand is Honduras's team don't get as many perks as the Socceroos do.
No.
The Socceroos have special fatigue masks.
Yeah.
They have business class.
Yeah.
They have hyperbaric chambers to recover in.
Yeah, just like when you travel.
Honduras had to, Honduras had to get a boat, basically.
Yeah.
they had to fly Tiger Air.
Yeah.
They weren't allowed into the lounge.
No.
So the Honduras players just wandering around in LA, yeah, just trying to get some Subway.
In 3-day-old sushi.
Pretty much. Like, and they've only, they're basically, they get off the plane at, oh, about 8 o'clock tonight, just coming straight from the airport.
I'm going for Honduras.
Poor Honduras. They really are up against it. But the thing is, because Australia, there's a little thing called away goals that you may not know about.
Yeah.
So if the score at the end of the game is 1-1 or 2-2,
yeah,
you may think, great, extra time.
It's even.
No.
Not.
Honduras win and progress through because yes, away goals are worth more. And Australia, yeah, did not score any away goals. They stuffed it.
No.
So
had their eye masks,
yeah,
on.
Yeah. So basically, it's a big deal. If it comes to 1-1, don't think, oh, we're going into extra time. Nah,
no,
it's done. Honduras are through and we're out. So this is how it works. If Australia win by any score, they qualify for Russia.
Great.
If Honduras win by any score, they qualify for Russia. If it's a 0-0 draw, extra time. If it's still 0-0, they go to penalties, which,
yes,
is hectic. No one wants penalties.
No.
Wait, I've just flipped my page. I've written so many notes. Where's my other notes? Okay, so basically, what needs to happen tonight, guys listening, yeah, Ange Postecoglou, listen to me. Defensively, the Socceroos need to lock it down.
Yes.
Similarly, Honduras did the same thing because, you know, the away goals are just a disaster.
Yeah.
So we need to lock it down defensively.
Them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, Mark Milligan is coming back into the midfield. He's quite strong, so he'll be able to stop,
yep,
it going down into their end. Tim Cahill had 0 minutes in Honduras. He's got a little problem with his feet.
Yeah.
So he'll be looking to be hometown hero.
Great.
So what we're really hoping for tonight, yeah, is to no scoring, lock down defensively. We need to get an early goal, hold, win, through to Russia.
There you go. Easy as that.
Thank you. Kieran is a mad soccer fan.
Yeah.
I have allowed him one fact. Go, Kieran.
So for every 10 shots Australia have taken in the World Cup qualifying, they've scored one goal. In the last game, they had 7 shots. So tonight, they will score on stats basis.
On stats basis, they're going to score tonight.
Okay.
So, I've got a fact for you.
Yeah?
The original soccer ball had 32 panels to represent the 32 countries in Europe.
That's a great fact. Why isn't that on my sheet? That's a really good fact. Tim Cahill has scored more goals in the World Cups than the entire country of Honduras. Australia is ranked 43 in the world. Honduras ranked 69th. Brody's prediction. My producer Brody put this together. Australia score early via a long-range shot to win 1-0. Kieran's prediction. Australia score late via Timmy Dimmy Cahill in the 87th minute. No one calls him Timmy.
Harley's prediction. I'm going to drink beer in a shed.
Good luck, Socceroos. I'm supporting you.
Balls, balls, balls.
Sport.
Balls.
Probably Postecoglou's last game too.
Also used to be called basketball.
That's a lie.
No, it's not. It's true because they used to kick into wicker baskets
that is
would
a lie.
Lay on their side. It's the absolute truth.
Okay.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.
The M. Rossiano Radio Show.
Before we get to Alpha Bucks, I would like to announce that due to the Opera House show selling out, I have added another show. It goes on sale at 9 a.m. today. Tickets at ticketmaster.com.au. I'm playing at the State Theatre Friday, April 13. A lot of you have been hitting us up. I got accosted on the streets of Sydney yesterday by many people.
Accosted.
Saying, when are you adding another show? So we've done it. It's happening at 9 a.m, so be ready. We imagine it will go fast. State Theatre, April 13, ticketmaster.com.au. Let's do this.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Hi, Beck in Hornsby.
Hi, woo! I've hardly got through. Hi, Em.
Hi, doll. Are you so ready? You sound ready, pumped?
I am ready.
Good,
I'm ready.
Good. All right, I'll pass you over to Harley.
G'day,
Beck. Okay, great.
Your letter is K, like the special.
K. Okay, thank
K
you.
K today. That can be a silent letter sometimes,
okay,
but it's,
yeah,
also just a very hard sound.
K.
You'll be fine. You have 30 seconds. Your time,
yep,
starts after I finish the first question. Take your first answer, and you can only use it once. And then if you get them all right, you have $10,000, which is...
Oh, that'd, yeah, be awesome.
Tax-free. It'll be great. I'm going to get started right now, Beck.
Okay.
I believe in you. I think you're great.
Oh.
Never change.
Okay. Thank you.
Name a food.
Oh, God. Kale.
An American state.
Oh.
Pass.
A mammal.
Kangaroo.
A sport.
Pass.
A toy.
Oh, God. This is hard. Pass.
A Sydney suburb.
Kahlua.
A clothing store.
Oh, God.
Come back.
Oh, my God.
Not it's all right, pass. Joel.
Oh, that's so hard.
That's all right.
You passed, have you? I'll keep going now.
She ignored the ends. I love that she passed 10 seconds after we'd finished. Good on you, Beck. You do things in your own time. You do whatever you want in your own time.
Oh, my God. That is just so hard.
You got $200, Joel.
Oh, thank you. No. Thank you so much.
Fine. You're so welcome. Enjoy that.
You know what? We've had that question a few times for a Sydney suburb, and no one's ever got it right on the letter K. It's one of the most famous suburbs in the country, if not the world, yeah. King's Cross.
Yeah, that's okay.
What's happening?
Nah, it's fine. Sometimes you get a bit flapped and flustered. Kellyville, Kensington, lots.
Speaking of flapped, Bill Shorten's next.
He is possibly, Kirribilli House, he is possibly the next Prime Minister. Can you not say flaps, please? We're trying to be serious. Coming up next, it's a big day, obviously. Marriage equality, the plebiscite is being handed down. The man joining us next plays a big part in hopefully getting it through legislation when we get the yes. Bill Shorten on air in studio with us next. Big day today, 10 a.m. The results of the marriage equality plebiscite will be known. And joining us now is Leader of the Opposition, one Mr. Bill Shorten.
Welcome.
The Honourable.
Thank you, guys.
His
Great
Majesty.
To be on the show. No, no. Just Bill will do.
Where's your rainbow tie? Mate.
Oh, I left it at home.
Bill.
I know, I'll get a badge.
It doesn't matter.
I know, I said to him, he goes, I'm getting a brooch, don't worry. I go, good mate, get your brooch.
Yeah, I like a brooch.
I love a
nice brooch.
I wear brooches.
A little bit of diamante never goes astray.
Oh, see? I knew, and Bill's bit like, I've got glitter here. I'm like, because I'm doing my face up. And Bill's like, please don't get that on me. I said, oh, that is just
I've got a 7-year old. Why is it? I tell you what, if you ever need to find glitter at a spotlight or a shop, send your 7-year old in. They're like sniffer dogs. And then if you ever need to distribute in your house, give it to your 7-year old. Nothing like brooming.
You referred
glitter.
To glitter as the devil's dust. I'm amazed that you're allowed in the studio.
That is.
How dare you?
It's only because I've got to clean it up. It's not a religious comment. I don't want anyone ringing up giving Kevin Harley a bad time. Mr. Shorten's making fun of the devil. No, I'm not. Right. I just am not a big fan of glitter in the hands of 6 and 7-year-olds.
No, I'm with you, mate.
All right, so serious business. The results are in. What do you feel in your waters? What are you honestly predicting?
A big yes vote.
Really?
Yeah. Listen, I think that this survey was a glorious waste of money, but are where we are. And I feel for a lot of my gay friends who've had to put up with basically after a couple of decades all of a sudden having their relationships assessed by random strangers. Mm. But we are where we are, and it will be hopefully positive because that's what all the other surveys are.
Mm.
And then what will happen, and I just wanted to explain to listeners, is that this afternoon my colleague Penny Wong and other senators from across the political spectrum will propose this afternoon in the Senate that the marriage equality bill, the draft law, comes into the Senate tomorrow.
Yep.
And then Parliament's due to start again on November the 27th. Hopefully it'll be dealt with in the Senate the week of the 27th. Come to the House of Reps, the other House of Parliament, and we could have it all voted up before December the 7th.
So are you saying it could be legal and done by the end of the political year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're very committed to that.
Are we going to have a Senate left to be able to do anything with it?
That's true. Every time I turn, there's another Conservative Senator gone, although I feel for Jackie Lambie. I liked her.
Did you?
Yeah.
She had some questionable things to say.
Yeah. But at least she would say what she thinks.
She was loose.
Yeah. Oh, well, a bit of loose is okay.
Mate.
A bit of loose.
I need you to be more
loose.
I don't
know if you guys have ever read the transcript of your show.
Mate, I want you to be more loose. I'm going to join your political team uninvited.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm in, mate.
I'll see you at the 10.
Bill's going to be walking out going, g'day, dickheads.
I don't know that that's going to be word for word.
So, Bill, what I'm worried about is, and we've been talking about this, what things are we being, there's stuff going on in the citizenship saga.
Yep.
There's marriage equality. Yep. What is secret stuff is going on that we don't know about? These are all big smoke screens.
The government's not.
What's Malcolm doing that we need to know about besides having selfies with the Japanese Premier?
Tourist in chief goes overseas.
He's out laying the NBN on his own.
Yeah, with copper.
Why did he go to Asia? We need him here leading. Why is he on jaunts?
Well, he has to go to these conferences where you meet world leaders and take photos of yourself.
Burn.
No, seriously, I think the government needs to pull up its socks at the moment.
It needs to govern.
They're consumed by survival. They all hate each other there. You've got half of the Liberal Party wants to sort of derail this marriage equality stuff and say it's all about religious freedom. No, it's not. I think he needs to focus on energy prices. They're out of control.
Mm.
You go to any business in Australia, their gas bill's out of control. You go to any house, you know, their power bills are out of control. In the big cities, it's hard for young people to enter the housing market.
Mm.
Government's increasing the cost of going to university. So, no, I think the government needs to get back in touch with the real people and stop worrying about itself. They might even get a better reaction.
Are you saying someone who's worth $250 million is out of touch?
I don't know. I don't have $250 million.
Hey, I wanted to ask you something. I wanted you to do something for us. If there are young people listening now, and just if by chance there's a no vote and we've been in a bubble.
Oh, yes. Good point.
As a leader, as this arguably the second most powerful man in the country, what do you want to say to kids worrying that when there's a no today that you guys don't value them and their relationships and them as people and humans? What do you want to say as a leader in this country?
I support you. I support the choice of relationships you have. If I was to be elected Prime Minister, I will legislate for marriage equality without spending $122 million on another survey. I say to young gay people, and gay people more generally, you deserve to be treated equally. You're Australians. You deserve all the same rights of other Australians. The reason why I participated in this survey is because I wanted to say to young people and gay people more generally that you don't stand alone when there's me and other progressive people in politics. We respect your choices. We love you. You're part of our families. You are equal. This survey changes nothing about how I feel about you. And I think this survey is a chance for a whole lot of other people to say, we stand with you.
Mm.
You're us. You're our brothers, our sisters, our partners, our kids, our parents.
Bill Shorten, I know you have a big morning ahead. Thank you for coming in and thank you for those kind words. And,
thanks to you guys for your pushing the issue. I think if it is a positive outcome, one of the unwritten stories is the role of FM radio in terms of just speaking up for young people who don't always have a voice in the political debate in this country. So thanks very much, guys.
Good on you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill Shorten. Let's hope that we end up on the right side of history at 10 a.m. this morning.
We will.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Want more M. Russiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.
The M. Russiano Radio Show.
With Harley Breen.
Look, obviously, it is a hard day. It's a big day in the history of Australia. And what we wanted to do now, on 131060, if you have any messages of support for someone in your life that this plebiscite has affected, if you have someone in the LGBTQI community that you would like to say something to out loud, especially if you're a gay ally, we'd invite you to call up now on 131060.
We're handing over the mics.
Yep. We just want to put some love out into the atmosphere, just in case there's a no.
Yeah.
And just in case there's a yes, I think it's really important to, on today of all days, put some good, positive, rainbow love vibes into the air. So 131060, what's your message of support for the LGBTQI community? Right now, we're sending some love out into the air, some rainbows, some glitter, some hope that today the marriage equality plebiscite will come back a resounding yes, and finally people who are valid and valued and loved citizens of Australia will be allowed to marry the person that they love regardless of their sexuality.
Yes.
We just had Bill Shorten on, who's heading off now. The results will be read out at 10 o'clock. Now, Jabin will be broadcasting. Can you put that down, the thing, so I can see where Jabin's broadcasting from? At the Prince Alfred Park in Surry Hills. He'll be there from 9. We're going to be following it until it's announced. But we did put it out there on 131060, just messages of support for the LGBTQI community.
Yeah.
And you know what? The calls lit up.
Yes.
And it warms my heart. And it was full boards. No one could get through. Exploding with love.
Yeah.
So thank you to the Today FM listeners. Sarah, we're going to kick off with you. What do you want to say?
I just want to say to my brothers and sisters in the lesbian and gay transgender community, we are loved, we are one. It doesn't matter what happens today. We are humans and we deserve love, and we are going to get it no matter what.
Oh, Sarah, we wish you all the best, and we agree with everything you've just said. Thanks for phoning in. Matthew in Parramatta, g'day.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What do you want to say?
I just want to say shout out to my friends Rafael and Rodrigo, so they can finally get married, hopefully, after 10 o'clock today, show their love to the world.
Brilliant.
Oh, good on you, good Maddie. Message, mate. Thanks for calling in. Jenny and Manly, what do you want to say?
I just wanted to say that whatever happens today, that everybody in that community should know that they're loved, that they're valued, that we're fighting for them and we'll continue to fight for them. I went to a lesbian wedding last weekend and it was absolutely fabulous and it was all about love and that's what matters.
Exactly. And that's the thing.
Good message.
It's just love.
Yeah, that's it.
We are Legion, my friends, and we hope that today brings what we need and want and what you all deserve, and we'll be following this right through to the end. Thanks, everyone, for your calls. So many. Thank you very much. Joining us next, she's the most popular woman in Australia, flat out. If this woman ran for Prime Minister, she'd win.
She'd get it.
Yeah, I'd vote.
Zoe Foster-Blake has written a new book, No One Likes a Fart. I mean, straight away, we're the target demographic for this. We have a poo chat opener.
I don't agree with the title.
No one likes a fart. I'll love a fart too. We'll be talking about this contentious issue with Zoe next. But right now, you know that I'm a professional royal watcher.
Yeah.
I like to watch the royals. So much so. Oh, here she comes. There's an opener. Watch out, royals, she's stalking you. Oh,
here she comes. She's a royal watcher. Say stalking you.
Watching. Stalking. They're stalking you. I was doing a sexy singing accent. Sexy singing accent where you don't know what they're saying. Meghan Markle.
Who's that?
She.
What?
Good royal watching him.
Well, you are. Finger on the pulse. This is M. Rossiano.
She is dating Hot Ginger Minj. Prince Hot Ginger.
Right.
Meghan Markle is dating Hot Ginger.
Yeah.
And they have been together for a while now. And everyone is all wondering, when's the engagement going to happen? Watching her finger. Oh, is there going to be an engagement? Oh, they're frolicking.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, reports are she has quit Suits. So she's in the amazing show Suits. I love. She plays Rachel Zane, who goes out with Mark. Anyway, she's quit the show. So royal watchers everywhere have got there in a flap.
Yes.
Because this obviously means she's quitting work for love.
That's right.
That's what all women should do.
Possibly be anything else.
No, all women, if you meet a man, you lock him down, you quit your job and you get back in the kitchen and don't vote.
Oh, God.
Okay?
Yeah, don't.
Stop trying to be a thing, women. Okay? I'm so tired.
So quickly.
Are you?
Women trying to be a thing. No, don't suggest that because a woman has chosen to leave her job that she's leaving it just so she can be a wife. Don't do that. To all the women's
magazines.
It's a
possibility.
So what, man?
Yeah.
Don't make it
you're the one doing the report.
I'm so confused. It's
understood. Where you want me to go on that? Go with you.
Go with me. Like we've always said, get in the canoe.
You're arguing with yourself.
Get in the canoe. Oh, try banging in my brain.
I don't ever want to go there.
Get in the canoe.
Not.
And strap in.
What canoe are we talking about?
I'm a canoe. I'm a sparkly.
You're a canoe.
Canoe. Ah, the 36-year-old American is looking to make a permanent move to London to be with the British Royal and also pursue more of her charity work. Meghan knows she can't... What? The Daily Star says Meghan knows she can't really act.
It's the preparation you've put into this break that I like.
Everyone thinks that the announcement's going to happen over Christmas, so we'll all be looking to the finger, the left finger of Meghan Markle to find out if she's got a sparkler and she's going to be the next princess. And we're very excited. And thank God she stopped working so she can focus on being a wife.
Yep.
And here's a piece of fluff.
I'll have my thumb and a hammer ready.
Amazing. What? I don't understand. Is that a joke?
Yeah, I'm just that excited that I've just smacked myself in the thumb with a hammer.
She's saying she can't act and be... Is that you, Kim?
And be a princess
Kim
at the same
took
time.
A run-up. She's like, and we've got to do Royal Watch today. She's saying she can't act and be a princess at the same time.
There's a mic in front of you, Kim.
She can multitask, Kim. I could be a princess and do my breakfast radio job.
Yeah.
Hello, loyal dickheads. Coming
no,
up
you
next.
Couldn't.
Shut up. Shut up, Kim.
Oh, princess part.
The princess part.
Zoe Foster-Blake joining us next.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The M. Rossiano Radio
Show. With Harley Breen. Joining us now is skincare entrepreneur, author, TV show writer.
All-round rad unit.
Zoe Foster-Blake.
Yay!
Thank you. You forgot fart expert.
Fart expert.
Oh, yes.
No, I shouldn't say that.
You are our Kardashian with talent.
Oh, Hey, that is so sweet.
If you're standing at a urinal and another guy is standing beside you at a urinal and he farts, that's the right place to fart, isn't it? You're in a
public urinal.
Usually at urinals, but I think... No, I would say no.
Thank you, Zoe Foster-Blake.
No farts at the urinal.
No, and she is the foremost expert.
No one likes a fart. Holly, read the book.
New book out. Zoe Foster-Blake has written a children's book, No One Likes a Fart, illustrated by Adam Nicol. And the book, look, the fart has an identity crisis.
Yeah.
He doesn't realise who he is.
Well, it's a bit of a symbolic thing, isn't it? Because he's going through life, he's happy, wants to make friends with everyone, everyone thinks he's a stinker, calls him names, doesn't want to be his friend. Mm. And then he has his moment of deep despair, and then he has his, you know, finds his people, has his moment.
Yeah.
He finds his people.
Finds his people. In bunny ears. Finds his friend, we'll say.
He is. But it is a story as old as time.
Yeah. And hit it.
What I was most impressed with was the amount of different ways you were able to describe farts. Butt trumpet...
Air biscuits.
Air biscuits. Yeah. Where did air biscuits come from?
I had to do a fair bit of Googling, I'll be honest.
did Guff make it in there?
No.
Or Guff's
I never heard it called a Guff.
Yeah.
It could be that I don't like farts. And this has been a form of therapy for me because I'm faced with them all day in my house.
Oh, yes.
And I'm a lady and I don't do that and I close the bathroom door and I'm that person.
Yeah. So you don't fart in front of Hamish?
No.
Do you know what happens?
How long have you been together?
Yeah, a long time. Married nearly 5 years.
It's
happened, but it's not something I celebrate. No.
You don't walk up and go, oh, my God, get ready, and then unleash it.
I do not. And he has to be on his best behaviour with me. And that makes me sound like a prude, but I just think it keeps a romance.
Do you know what happens? If you hold your farts in, when you're older, you can't hold them in anymore. That's why older women, they leak out as they're walking down the hallway.
Okay, that is not medically proven. That is not a fact.
Sometimes they'll do a fart from 1974.
Maybe they just don't care anymore. Don't you think you get to an age where you just do whatever you want?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. 38. 29.
28. Turning 29.
29.
I don't know what to
do. I'm eating cake and drinking whiskey. To that age.
Yes.
The things that you're not allowed to do.
I feel like that could be the next edition, just the geriatric farts. It could be farts grandmother. And she's just rocking up anywhere and everywhere, uninvited and loving life. In a turban, drinking, have her holding a little cup of gin.
Yes.
Yeah. Just up.
Fun.
Please write Nana Fart next. Nana Fart. Now, what else have you got going on? You go to?
Yes. I've got
sunscreen coming?
Yeah. Hopefully. God, it's hard to make a good sunscreen.
You are on that. I'm always thinking that I can never find one that doesn't make my face white, that isn't greasy, doesn't stink, give me a rash.
I hate that.
So you are doing that?
I'm working very hard on them. Yes, it's been 3 years and it's hard.
Yeah. Harley, this is a legitimate thing for women. The right sunscreen is like a unicorn.
I would say that's not a gender-specific issue.
But you don't worry about your face looking white. Yeah. Under makeup.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I do. I don't like that.
Under makeup.
Ghosty face.
Face under your foundo.
Yeah, and they don't like it to be greasy. Men are more about like the feel and the texture, whereas we're like, how does it
I don't like
makeup?
It greasy.
No,
I like
no
dry.
One does.
Yeah. It is. So three
matte
years.
Finish. Yeah, and still not done. But I take it very seriously, obviously. So we'll get there.
I can't wait.
Perfect.
Well, No One Likes a Fart. There's also an audiobook with...
Oh, yes.
Who plays the role of fart?
Hamish Blake.
Oh.
It was really hard. The casting couch was a very long process.
But he made it through.
He made it through.
That's good.
Just snuck out.
No, that guy got a break.
Yeah, look, he's not the best on the microphone, but... you had to
it was the best you could afford. Yeah, I get it.
I had a limited budget.
Zoe Foster-Blake, No One Likes a Fart, out now. Illustrations by Adam Nicol. It's a great book because it's funny because kids like farts.
Yay.
Thanks for coming
in. Toot. My pleasure. Thank you.
That's all we have time for.
The end.
May we say once and to all to the LGBTQI community, we see you, we love you, we support you. You are valid. We are here for you.
You are equal.
Yeah.
To all of us.
Whatever the results today, you are valued and loved. We pray to Gaga, to Oprah, to Madge, to be that there is a yes, gay men. And now we're going to have Jay Ben. He's down. He's at Prince Alfred Park in Surry Hills.
Yes.
He'll be coming up soon. He's just getting in situ, getting set up.
Yeah.
And we're going to be pumping out big gay anthems this morning to get everyone ramped up.
Yes, we are.
For that 10 a.m. vote. I'm really hoping this is a proud moment in Australia's history.
Fire up.
Fire up.
If it's a yes, celebrate.
Oh, celebrate.
Absolutely celebrate.
Not too hard, but celebrate.
Don't go too crazy.
And if it's a no, it's okay.
Yeah.
And be respectful.
Yeah. If you're in the know, go out and rejoice with your friends anyway. Yeah. Go out and enjoy each other matter. And know that the change will happen at some point.
Okay, next time we talk to you, we'll know. Oh, I'm so nervous. All right, enjoy your day, guys.
Want more M. Rossiano and Harley Breen? Listen weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. The